listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how a little mistake can mean a lot. I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 16, verse 6, which says this: Then Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." Now, I remember reading about a 12-year-old boy in Southern California, this was many years ago, who swapped food with a schoolmate during lunch. He nibbled on a protein bar and almost immediately complained of itchy hands and pain in his ears. 7 minutes after biting into that bar, the boy was dead. You see, he was allergic to peanuts. And even though the bar was peanut-free, it said it was peanut-free, but it really wasn't. And therefore, it killed him. Now, it's amazing to see how such a little thing can have such huge results. Jesus knew all about the principle of a little mistake meaning a lot. And he spoke to his disciples about it in Matthew chapter 16. Jesus and the disciples were traveling, and since this was a few thousand years before the invention of the drive-thru or the convenience store, it wasn't always easy for travelers to find food. So when Jesus warned his disciples about the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the disciples thought it was all about an ill-planned menu. Jesus knew there was something more important. There was food. So he warned against the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You see, leaven is what we would call yeast. It makes bread dough rise. Many years ago, I decided to bake some oatmeal cookies, and the recipe called for a teaspoon of baking powder. I suppose I didn't read the recipe very well because I put in a tablespoon of baking powder. Now, to my eye, there's not a whole lot of difference between a tablespoon and a teaspoon. Unless you're using leaven or baking powder, the cookies tasted terrible because a little mistake can mean a lot. Now, at first glance, it's hard to see that the Pharisees and the Sadducees together had anything in common. They certainly didn't like each other. The Pharisees were the back-to-the-Bible movement of their day, and most people thought they were super spiritual. The Sadducees were the establishment fat cats who pulled the strings of political and economic power. The disciples couldn't figure out why Jesus told them to beware of their collective leaven, but the answer is in Matthew chapter 16, verse 12. It says there, "Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Well, what was wrong with the doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees? At first light, they had nothing in common. They disagreed on so much, but at closer look, they had several things in common. They both rejected Jesus. They both thought they could save themselves apart from Jesus, and they both thought that they were good enough without Jesus. If you quizzed the Pharisees and the Sadducees about theological facts, you would find that they both had a lot of good beliefs, but you can believe 1,000 true things, yet one crucial mistake can mean the ruin of everything. If you travel in 1 degree off from your destination, you may never reach it at all. Now, friends, ask yourself the question, are you infected with the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? The doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees, the idea that we don't really need Jesus, that is enough to ruin anyone. We may believe 100 right things, but if we miss this, we miss everything. Hey, ask God for the wisdom to keep you from the leaven, the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees today. And all over again today, confess your need for and dependence upon Jesus Christ, God's Messiah.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.